So what are weak forms? Let's have some examples. Example 1. Tell him to go. Tell him to go. So in that example, what I'm doing is I'm giving each word equal stress. Now, I wouldn't normally do that unless I'm trying to be very clear. Maybe I want to order somebody to do something. Maybe I'm angry. Normally, in a normal sentence, I would say like this. Tell him to go. Tell him to go. Okay, so the second version was much quicker, much weaker. And the answer to why do it that way is very simple. The mouth, the tongue, is a muscle. And like all muscles, they get tired. So we find a way which is most efficient, which takes the least effort. And that's why we use weak forms. And it's also why they're hard to listen to, because less time is spent on them. For example, I am becomes I'm. You are becomes your or ye. Okay, what I'll do next is I'll give you some examples of weak forms. I'll try and show how they connect words together, because weak forms are like the glue that joins a sentence together when we are speaking. It's what makes it flow. And I'd like you to try and guess what I'm saying. You can just add your comments or give me an audio reply. Okay, I hope you're ready, and good luck.